We celebrate those that we love and we see no longer. I had an aunt called Queenie, and we used to joke about her that whenever we went to see her, all she was concerned about was death and dying. She'd have a catalogue of the people in our small town who were reaching their demise. But no bad thing. I used to be part of a church that would never have a service like this, a memorial service where we would celebrate and lift up those names of people that we love and we miss so much. So this is a very important place that we gather here today. Remember this as we read out every single name that represents a whole lifetime. All the love that they shared, their passions, their joys, their career, their relationships, the things that they contributed, a whole lifetime. And it's poignant for each one of us that will come a day when perhaps your name will be read out in a service like this. This service has come particularly raw for me today, because on Friday my sister died. So we were travelling back on the M4 from a lovely holiday in Wales with our family, and we got news that she was very unwell, but we didn't realise how unwell she really was. We thought we'd come back to London and then return to Wales Friday night, but then within about an hour we heard more news. And I had the good fortune to be able to pray over the phone, with the phone against her ear, a final prayer of commendation for my sister, offering her back into the hands of the living God, praying for her and for the love that she shared, telling her that we loved her and how much she meant to us as a family. And then finally, within about 10 minutes of that phone call, she was to die. So this is a raw place for me today, as it is for you. And the wonderful thing about this is that also it can be a place of healing. It's a wonderful sentence that goes, earth has no sorrow. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And that's why in our national life, whenever there is a disaster, a national act of remembrance, like next week when we gather to remember those who have lost their lives in warfare, where else do you do it other than the place of worship and of prayer? Where else do you do it? Because it is only in connection with the living God and with one another that we can really bring any healing to these things. That despite the struggle and the pain and the loss, nevertheless, all things can be gathered up in the end and there can be healing and there can be resolution. One of my greatest privileges, believe it or not, is to go to the IT unit of a hospital like Northwick Park and to pray for those people who are at their very last moment of death, taking their last breath and the last heartbeat before they pass from this life. They die. And I wondered, a wonderful privilege for me, because you see, as a pastor and a priest, I can still give them wonderful hope, even though the doctors no longer can. Even though there's been wonderful nursing care, palliative care, whatever you want to call it. Nevertheless, in that final moment, second, as their life seeps away, I can still say to them, child of God, offer them purpose and meaning at their very last breath. What a privilege. And so we gather today to be healed. We gather to laugh and rejoice. We gather together to bind up the brokenhearted. I pray for my family today, the loss of my dear sister. She could be difficult. I remember the last time I went to see her in hospital, all she was preoccupied with was me getting her a cup of tea. But nevertheless, what a privilege, a cup of tea. We say repeatedly, we are the people who have loved, and we are the people who have lost. And there is a huge downside to loving. There is a huge downside to loving, because in the loving there is also the losing. And you might be sat next to somebody who one day you will lose. So treasure the love that you have now, because there will one day be the loss. And we bear the loving. We bear the loving. And there is the losing. So thank you for having loved. To finish, as I get more older, I think to myself, well, you know, what are the things that preoccupy my life? Do I want more stuff? Do I want more houses or clothes or meals? Maybe travel a bit more money? Do I want more beds to sleep in? No. The older I get, I realize that actually what's most important is the relationships I have with people, with one another. We don't brush past each other, but we connect with each other. We look one another in the eye and we tell each other we love each other. But also, very important, my relationship with the living God, that I know Him, that my life is centered in purpose because I have a relationship with Him, and therefore prayer becomes, in one sense, the most important thing that I do, because I want to connect with the one who has given me purpose, has made me, I want to worship. By the way, some of us are very good at looking after one another. Thank you. But we must also remember there is a vertical element to our life that we cannot ignore. And so our reconciliation to each other, but also allowing God to find us before it's too late, is also so important. The season when we must not forget. The season when we say rest in peace and rise in glory. The season of hope. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Father God, you have set us in the company of saints, both past and present, among those who have made bold witness to your goodness and truth. We rejoice that their faithfulness has paved the way for our lives to follow. By their example, they have given us a greater understanding of the love that you have for each one of us, confirming the forgiveness of our sins through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you for the saints who have especially touched our lives, for all those who have supported and guided us on our life's journey, for family members, friends, colleagues who have loved us, cared for us, and stood by us in times of joy, in times of sadness. We give you thanks, O God, for all those who have gone before us to join with you beyond this life. We trust in the promise of new life in Christ, knowing that in our commemoration of our loved ones on this All Souls Day, that you are with us and that we are not left alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your church here and its mission to the community of Roxbourne. Thank you, Lord, for the saints of this church who worked to establish St. Andrew's 56 years ago. Thank you for our first vicar, Father Ned Carney, and all the subsequent priests who have served in this parish. Thank you for so many saints who have supported our ministry over the years. Bless Lyndon, Barbara, and David in their committed service to you in this place. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for our world and its problems. Lord, you said in this morning's reading from Revelations, "See, I am making everything new." Lord, we call on that promise to bring peace between Arab and Jew in Gaza. We call on that promise to bring peace between Ukraine and Russia. We pray for an end to the violence in the Sudan. We pray for the people of Jamaica and other Caribbean islands affected by Hurricane Melissa. Bless and strengthen them as they work to repair the devastation they have suffered. Comfort those who have been injured or who have lost loved ones. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you call each one of us to be like saints to one another and to your world. Help us to understand that to be a saint does not depend on our own efforts, but in our willingness to trust you and to welcome your Holy Spirit into every part of our lives. Forgive our reluctance to put our trust in you because we are afraid of a future we cannot control, afraid of losing our health and independence, afraid for the well-being of our children, afraid that you cannot forgive our sinful nature. Father God, write the stories of your saints deep into our hearts so that we may learn to trust you beyond our fears. Help us to follow where your Spirit leads. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us your saints. In spite of our unholy lives, you look at us and see Jesus' perfect life and death covering ours. Thank you for the blessing of this grace. Release us from the captivity of our sins through Jesus' resurrection. Raise us up from death to life. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.